community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So it's Paloma Faith and Only Love Can Hurt Like This. It's just gone 9:30. A very good morning and welcome along to Phoenix 98 FM, local radio for Brentwood and Billericay. And, well, I'm just kind of smarting from having my wrist slapped a little bit, actually. I'm okay. I've recovered. I did deserve to be disciplined, to be fair. But I think I might have said the wrong B word when I talked about our guest just now. Good morning to my guest. How are you?
We're great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excellent. All right. So it's Billericay Community Cinema.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. It was a slip of the tongue. I was kind of concentrating on the screen and it just kind of like, you know, but anyway.
He's confused.
Exactly. Enough of the excuses. Yeah, so Billericay Community Cinema, why don't you tell me about, you know, how it came to be, what the idea is then? Which one of you would like to tell me that story?
Well, I'll go for it.
Go on then. Yeah, this is Adam, everybody, by the way.
Good morning, everyone. This started back in March when Essex County Council ran something called Billericay's Big Do, and they were looking for ways of improving the use of the library and next door Burstead Lodge.
Yep.
So they invited lots of people around with different ideas about what they'd like to do with the space.
Yep.
And we had a whole load of ideas from beekeeping on the roof all the way through to a market outside. And the idea of a local community cinema cropped up, which seemed to go down really well initially.
Yeah.
So since March, we've been running with that, trying to work out how to put it together, how to raise money for it. And then hopefully in a couple of weeks' time we'll be going live with our first grand opening show.
Yeah, how's that feel then? Because, I mean, all of that so far then has all been sort of, you know, slightly theoretical and practical in putting things together. I guess now you're getting to the stage where you're thinking, oh my goodness.
Some of it's been quite easy in the sense that it's been like a project plan. Anyone in business will be writing project plans and it's pulling together lots of different things. And we've been very fortunate in the way that we've been able to raise money from Essex County Council and Billericay Town Council.
Yeah.
But having last week done our first trial show, which was just a sort of a shakedown to try and work out how everything went, it's been lots of nerves since then. In fact, just before then, and sleepless nights.
How was the trial though? Because, I mean, you got, like I said, you got a lot of like theoretical stuff on paper, and then you do the trial. How did that feel when you did it?
I think it actually went really well. There were a few things that cropped up that we need to change, but by and large, there were no major issues. You know, silly little things like we found a moth that was flying in front of the screen that.
And nobody planned for that. That's ridiculous. How did you not have that in your plan for a random moth?
You haven't bought a ticket either, which is a bit surprising.
Yeah. And we also got Emma, who's with us as well, and you previously worked in cinema as well, haven't you?
Yes, so. I did. I used to work at the old Robin Cinema in Basildon back when I was a teenager. Yes, this is a slightly different ball game now, but we're really enjoying it. It's a great project to be involved in.
Yeah. And what either of you to answer then? I mean, the kind of films that you're planning to show, what can we look forward to?
Well, our grand opening on the 15th of October is going to be Ghostbusters, and we're also following that up with a grand opening for children, which is going to be Paddington, the more recently released film.
Yeah.
And we're getting a lot of interest in both of those films already.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And how are you? I mean, obviously you're here talking on the radio today, but what? You must have been sort of like, you know, reaching out to different groups and different people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the whole point about the community cinema is it is for the whole community.
Yeah.
So, although for the adults, it's for adults of all ages. So we're going to have, as we say, Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
But we'll be going at Christmas. We're going to have It's a Wonderful Life, the 1946 film.
Nice.
We've got Casablanca coming up.
Yep.
And we've got things like Slumdog Millionaire. So hopefully,
I love that film. I absolutely love that film. Yeah.
It will appeal to all ages, and the way the cinema started is very similar to lots of other community cinemas, is that we've chosen the first few films, but after these ones, it's going to be down to the community themselves.
Oh, right.
We're going to get people to say what films they want to see. So it could be black and white, it could be classics, it could be musicals, it could be subtitled films, you name it. If people want to see it, then hopefully we can put it on.
So it's almost, to some degree then, it's kind of almost going to become like a community club, a cinema appreciation, a community club?
Yeah, definitely. And we've actually got a very good team of volunteers who have been coming along to help us set up the cinema, run the projection, sell food, and helping promote promote the cinema, handing out leaflets. So it really is a community venture.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll imagine as well, because like some of the films you're talking about, you know, they are classics. Even the Ghostbusters have been absolutely brilliant. But I'd imagine there's a chance for people to have a good old discussion about the films afterwards as well.
And definitely, we'll definitely be doing something like that.
Yeah, and we want to put films on that people haven't seen before, but hopefully the prices we're charging mean that you can take a risk. You can come along and see a film that you wouldn't normally choose to see.
Yeah, because, I mean, ordinarily, if you go into one of the mainstream cinemas, if a couple of you go, you can wave goodbye easily to £25, can't
Absolutely.
You, by the time you... What sort of prices are you sort of charging for people to come along?
Well, for the family films, we wanted to make it really affordable. So you're quite aware that it's very expensive to go to the big multiplexes.
Yeah.
So for two adults, two children... or two adults and three children, it's going to be £7.50.
Oh, wow. No, that's really good,
For the adults generally, if they're coming along, it's going to be £5 a ticket, which is much cheaper than the multiplexes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let me throw a random question at you then, because, like, you know, these days you've got access to so much, you know, through internet, smart TVs, and obviously it's very easy to sit on your sofa, ensconce there, remote control. You know, what are you're hoping to sort of encourage people to come out? And already we've talked about the fact that you can discuss with other people and the price and etc. But what do you see the advantage over, you know, like the whole smart TV aspect of it?
I think there's a lot of different advantages. I mean, it's atmosphere.
Yeah.
You've got a whole group of people that are there, not just two or three of you.
Yeah.
We're going to have, for the children's shows, we're going to have a whole load of beanbags, so the kids are going to be able to lounge around on beanbags if they wish
perfect.
To.
Perfect, yeah.
Which is slightly different.
Yeah,
We've got a popcorn machine, which is arriving, and hopefully will be up and running for the grand opening. So, you know, you'll be able to buy your bag of popcorn and sit and watch. But it's all about the community. It's, you know, it's much larger than the family. It's about keeping the community together.
And that I see is the distinct advantage as well, is that fact that, you know, it's kind of... because I find sometimes, you know, because you've got so much there on demand at home, it makes you very insular, and it's just lovely to get out and, you know, go and share something with other people, you know. And I think that sounds like a and of course, being Billericay residents, they haven't got to, you know, go all the way over to here, there, or wherever their cinema is.
That's right. I mean, our nearest cinema is heading towards Basildon.
Yep.
And as you mentioned, there's the prices there. I'm sure they're going to be showing the blockbusters, but we're going to have a much nicer range of films, I hope.
Yeah.
Brentwood's got its own film club. Maldon has, Chelmsford has, but we have nothing like that really in Billericay. Certainly, not on the high street.
Not until now.
No. I mean, it's interesting that Billericay used to have its own cinema.
Yeah,
which closed in 1971. So, you know, 44 years on, we're sort of starting to bring back a little Hollywood.
Yeah, because it was kind of sad when you saw them all shutting down. I'm an ex-South End boy, and I can remember, you know, you had like these little niche ones that, you know, they were there and you could go along and see a film, and it was all like, well, I mean, back in the day, just after the Romans invaded. But it does seem a long time ago since, you know, cinema was so accessible, doesn't it?
Well, the multiplex has changed all of that, and, you know, the multiplexes have been getting gradually bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Which is great, but it's meant that so many thousands of cinemas have closed throughout the UK.
Yeah.
And community cinemas are something that is on the rise. There are lots of community cinemas around the UK.
Yeah.
You know, out in the Outer Hebrides, there'll be in a village hall with perhaps half a dozen people coming along. But there are even community cinemas in London that you get a couple of hundred people going along to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you do see. And as I say, they tend to show more niche films, don't they, as well. So now, obviously, we've got the launch of I love that what you said when you came in. You said, like, we can't call it like adult cinema because it's the wrong connotation. But when do you launch for the grown-ups?
The grown-ups we have on the 15th of October at 7 o'clock. So Thursday evenings are going to be the films for the adults.
Yeah.
7 o'clock. Tickets are available now on Billericay Library if anybody wants to go.
Yeah.
Will be shortly available on our website.
Okay.
And then for the family show, which will be on Sundays at 2:30.
Nice.
Sunday the 25th, we'll be seeing Paddington arrive, hopefully.
Brilliant. Yeah, what a great one to kick off for the family film as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And in terms of, you know, like the booking, so you can do it online, what's the website to go to?
It's www.billericaycine.com. cineci.com.
Cine, C-I-N-I, yeah?
C-I-N-E.
C-I-N-E, yep. There we go, just thought I'd check. Yeah, so you can go and book online, and like I say, from the library in Billericay as well, people can just walk in and go buy a ticket.
Yes.
Fantastic. Have we missed anything? Tell me more.
My goodness, what else can we tell you?
Well, just one of the things we've got over the edge over the big multiplexes is we're very friendly. You know, we at the trial last week, we had, it was odd people coming by themselves.
Yeah.
And we just came, you know, there's a very friendly atmosphere. No one would be feeling alone when they're there. We were chatting to them. It's quite nice. It's a nice friendly environment, nice social environment.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, one other thing that is worth mentioning, we want to make this a big community thing. So one of the ideas we've got is that each of our Thursday evenings shows, we're going to be inviting either a guest charity or a guest community group.
Yeah.
Some of the smaller ones that don't really get the exposure, and let them have a stall at the cinema so that they can get a bit more exposure, that people can find out a bit more about what they do.
Yeah, because it is a challenge sometimes, isn't it? Finding out everything that's happening right on your doorstep.
Yeah.
You can go online and the world is open to you, but you don't often look on your own doorstep, do you really?
No. We're starting off with BOSP, British Bright Opportunities Through Supported Play.
Yeah.
But we're going to have Billericay Community First Responders coming along.
Great.
There's a group called Make Lunch Billericay who provide free lunches during school holidays. So it's an opportunity for them to make people aware of what they do.
Yeah, exactly. And it's stuff that you wouldn't ordinarily have noticed unless you were one of the people that were using that service.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely. Especially the first responders, because they do such an amazing job. So
exactly.
Brilliant. Okay, hit us with the date then, the adults.
15th of October at 7 o'clock in Billericay Library.
Yeah.
And the 25th of October for Paddington at 2:30, also in Billericay Library.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both for coming in and telling us about it, and hopefully my disorganised interviewing style has got you all kind of all of the information we need across.
I think we have. Thank you very much indeed.
And you'll also find a link to the interview on our website as well, phoenixfm.com, and I know that we've got you listed there as well. So best of luck with it, and great work. Well done on getting it all sorted out and started up.
Thank you very much indeed.
Excellent.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.